It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, March 11th, 2024. I'm Derek Gilbert with the five things you need to know for this Monday. Topic number five today is Gaza. On Friday, the Pentagon released details of its plan to build a floating pier off the coast of Gaza to flow some 2 million meals per day into the Gaza Strip. This was the day after President Biden revealed his plan to do this during his State of the Union address, which we'll get to in just a moment. Over the next 60 days, about 1,000 American troops will be deployed to the Mediterranean Sea to build this floating platform where cargo ships can dock, and then smaller military ships can then bring the aid into land. Gaza does not have a deep water port. The question is, how are they going to do this without Hamas stealing the aid, which has been a problem with the trucks that are crossing into Gaza from Egypt? Riots taking place with Gazans actually going without while Hamas uses the material that's been sent to aid the people to enrich themselves. And again, President Biden announcing this on Thursday evening. The question is this: if this is such a critical need, why did Biden wait for his State of the Union address to announce this instead of doing this weeks ago? Well, that leads to topic number four, the Come to Jesus meeting. President Biden caught on a hot mic after the State of the Union address, talking to a couple of officials in his government and saying that Benjamin Netanyahu needs to have a Come to Jesus meeting about the way he's prosecuting the war against Hamas. Biden was talking about Netanyahu with Senator Michael Bennett, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, both of whom have Jewish ancestry, and U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg. Now, asked on Friday about that statement, Biden said, "I didn't say that." That was according to a White House pool report, and then later confronted with the C-SPAN recording, he said, "Okay, well, yeah, he did." And then on an interview with MSNBC, Jonathan Capehart on MSNBC, Biden said, quote, "What I meant was, it's an expression used in the southern part of my state, meaning a serious meeting. I've known Bibi for 50 years. He knew what I meant by it," end quote. Yeah, it's still kind of tacky when you're talking about a Jewish man and you're saying he needs to have a come to Jesus meeting. It's tacky. And President Biden has been in politics long enough to know that the microphones are always on. So if you're going to say something like this, do it in a closed room where people aren't listening instead of doing it in front of cameras with live microphones. President Biden, once again, sticking his foot in it, as he has been known to do throughout his 50-year political campaign. And let me just say this. Was not this year's State of the Union address the most angry that you've ever seen in your adult lifetime? For somebody who says that he's very positive on America and the direction the country's headed, he sure seemed really ticked off. Somebody put together a supercut of clips from his three State of the Union addresses showing how often he recycles the same phrases. Assault weapons, tax codes not fair, my predecessor, buy American, no child left behind. It basically just recycling similar phrases over and over again. The one difference between the 2024 speech, the one we saw Thursday night, and the two previous was that he spoke a lot faster this year. Let's just hope that that was just a cup of espresso or something before he went out there. But no doubt his handlers were very concerned that President Biden showed that he was vigorous enough to take on another 4 years in office. Topic number three. Liz Cheney, former U.S. Representative Liz Cheney, nominally Republican from the state of Wyoming, came unglued over the weekend following a report by Molly Hemingway in The Federalist, which accuses Cheney and the January 6th committee, you know, the people that were assembled by Nancy Pelosi and only involving Republicans who were in the Never Trump camp, they accused them of suppressing evidence that would have exonerated President Trump. That he did, in fact, push for 10,000 National Guard troops to protect the U.S. Capitol on the day of the riot. And not just the Capitol, but all of Washington, D.C. To summarize the points made by Hemingway in The Federalist, Cheney and the J6 committee falsely claimed they had no evidence to support claims by Trump officials that the White House had communicated its desire for 10,000 National Guard troops, when, in fact, an early transcribed interview conducted by the committee included precisely that evidence from a key source inside Trump's team. That was Deputy Chief of Staff Anthony Ornato, who said that he overheard White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pushing Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to request as many National Guard troops as needed to protect the Capitol. Again, Washington, D.C., not the Capitol, on January 6th. Ornato also testified that Trump suggested 10,000 troops to keep the peace on January 6th, and that the White House was frustrated with Acting Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller, who was slow to deploy assistance on the day of the riot. Ornato's testimony was corroborated by Kash Patel, the former chief of staff to the acting Secretary of Defense. But according to the Federalist, all of that information was suppressed. Not only was the interview mischaracterized, they have suppressed the transcript from public view. They have not made that transcript public because it would contradict their narrative that Trump was trying to cause chaos because he's an insurrectionist. Well, Cheney responded to publication of Hemingway's piece in The Federalist by calling Hemingway a bozo and directing people to various sections of the J6 report. You remember the one that suppressed the key testimony, in which Secretary of Defense Miller said Trump never ordered 10,000 troops, which contradicts a memo written by Miller on January 3rd saying that, yes, the Department of Defense agrees with the president that the National Guard should be called out. Truth matters less to the deep state than just keeping Donald Trump out of the Oval Office for a second term. Topic number two, no aliens. That's the official word from the Pentagon, which released a statement that said since the end of World War II, the U.S. government has found no evidence whatsoever of aliens or extraterrestrials visiting the Earth. The report was released on Friday. It's related to an announcement the agency made a couple of years ago about the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, or AARO. AARO, or ARO, has reportedly since not found any evidence that aliens have visited Earth. The report also found the United States government did not get involved in any cover-up to hide alien activity. Lots of other cover-ups, just not one related to aliens. This report released on Friday follows on from a 2022 Pentagon announcement that the then-formed AARO had not found any evidence to suggest aliens had crash-landed here, but under the 2023 National Defense Authorization Act, ARO is required to issue a report to Congress detailing the government's historical record related to unidentified anomalous phenomena, or UAP, since 1945, delivered the first of two volumes of that report to Congress last week. As Christians, we can say, yes, there's no evidence that we've been visited by extraterrestrials. However, Earth has been visited by inhuman entities since the beginning of time. Coming up. Yes, war on women continues, and it's another win for the patriarchy. I'll explain next on 5 and 10.
Well, let me take this occasion right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to make sure you know how you can get your copy of this incredible new book in the Blood Alliance special offer. This amazing opportunity includes the brand new book, Blood Alliance, The Attack on Yeshua's Threshold Covenant and Its Impact on You in the Midst of Our Prophetic Times, by best-selling author Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, that details the current-day diabolical influence of the biblically identified Chaldean spirit, the false, counterfeit threshold covenants Lucifer is planning to use to deceive millions of Christians in the days ahead. What the Old and New Testament has to say about the temple on the Temple Mount, what the Sabbath really is, and how the threshold covenant brings it to life. But we're just getting started. This must-have collection also includes Zev Porat's all-time best-selling book, Unmasking the Chaldean Spirit, which details his stunning supernatural conversion from a deeply orthodox Jewish man to faith in Jesus Christ as Messiah, as he faced literal demonic manifestations, temptations of great wealth to denounce his faith in Yeshua, yet through it all he pressed on with a glowing zeal for the Word of God and the people of Israel. But that's not all. This unbelievable collection also includes best-selling author Carl Gallup's book, The Rabbi, The Secret Message and the Identity of Messiah, which reveals how Israel's most venerated Orthodox rabbi, Yitzhak Kaduri, came face-to-face with the true Messiah and said that it was Jesus, all while efforts by global media and powerful elites to cover up this broad, sweeping, stunning revelation totally collapsed. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So act quickly. You can scan the QR code on your screen using the camera app on your phone for instant access to this special opportunity right now, but it's available only while supplies last, so don't delay. Visit us at skywatchtvstore.com or call 1-844-750-4985 and ask for the Blood Alliance special offer.
Item number one today, this is what you call gaming the system. Spanish soldiers are changing their gender from male to female to get certain benefits only allowed to women, including higher pay and better sleeping quarters. This is due to a new law in Spain allowing those who self-identify as transgender to get certain benefits and protections. 41 men in Spain's North African autonomous city of Ceuta have made the decision to change their gender on official documents from male to female since the so-called trans law was implemented last March. Of the men in Ceuta who've changed their identity, only four have also changed their names. A majority of the now female soldiers have kept every other aspect of life the same, including their genitalia, their sexuality. They say that they identify as lesbians, facial hair even. But they're getting better pay, and instead of having to share a room with another guy, now they get individual private quarters. It just proves the silliness of this whole thing. But again, from where I sit in this ongoing war between the genders, it looks like another win for the patriarchy to me. But in 21st century Earth, this is what counts as progress. Skywatch TV's virtual conference, Countering the Darkness, is on right now. It went live on February 29th. Here's the thing. You watch on your own schedule. It's a virtual conference. You choose which videos to watch in which order, when it's convenient for you, and you still get 90 days access. From the moment you sign up, you still get 90 days access, so you've not missed a thing. You get all two dozen cutting-edge presentations from the likes of Dr. Tom Horn, his last presentation, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, Pastor Carl Gallups, Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, many others, including Sharon and me, Joe Artis Horn, Donna Howell, and others, including some special information you can only get through this conference about the new Defenders Insiders or Skywatch Insiders. You also get as a free bonus all six Skywatch Films documentaries. You can find out more and sign up right now at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. This week's discussion on Skywatch TV, we continue talking with Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat and Pastor Carl Gallups about Zev's new book, Blood Alliance, the covenant, the blood covenant at the threshold of one's home in the ancient world was very important, but the ultimate blood covenant is over the threshold between this world and the next, sealed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Don't miss these programs. You can find them all, including this week's show, at skywatchtv.com. You'll also find it at Roku, Apple TV, and soon, by the way, soon, Amazon's Fire TV as well. You can also watch it on our over-the-air broadcast. That's the schedule is posted, skywatchtv.com/channels, youtube.com/@skywatchtv now, on Rumble, rumble.com/skywatchtv, but better yet, get our free mobile app. Yes, I know it's a small screen, your phone or your tablet, but using Google's Chromecast or Apple's AirPlay, you can generally cast that video from your mobile device to your smart TV if you've got a relatively recent smart TV. Most of them are compatible with one, the other, or both. And we've got instructions on how to do that at the website, skywatchtv.com, where you'll also find links to the app stores for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire devices. And we pray you take advantage of it because it's a way to bypass the gatekeepers of big tech. We will not be canceled from our own app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.